WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 70-mile-per-hour winds fueling the flames of wildfires in California. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on what's going on in L.A. County.
One fire north of Los Angeles burning more than 14,000 acres. More than 1,200 people evacuated.
The winds are probably going to be the biggest factor in battling this blaze.
Winds carried embers three-quarters of a mile. Firefighters to the west managed to stop the progress of another fire near Lancaster, which burned at least one building not far from dozens of homes. In Northern California, reports of buildings destroyed by a fire in Sonoma County. Experts warn this could be an especially dangerous fire season due in part to climate change.
A heat dome stretching across the northeastern quarter of the country with triple-digit temperatures expected from Illinois through Vermont. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is set to sign an executive order today issuing 175,000 pardons for marijuana convictions. Numerous shootings across the country this weekend, including one in Detroit that left a four-year-old boy critically wounded. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Baraboo is set to have its first community celebration of Juneteenth on Wednesday. Juneteenth commemorates the official end of slavery in the United States near the end of the Civil War. Union troops marched into Texas and, according to the National Museum of African American History and Culture, helped to free 250,000 enslaved African Americans. Madison Area Technical College collaborated with Antoine Hallman, a Green Bay resident and pastor, to organize a Juneteenth celebration from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Ochsner Park, marking the federal holiday. The official partnership is between the college and Humility Incorporated, a nonprofit organization set up by Hallman. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 91 and a heat index around 95. An isolated storm is possible. Mostly clear tonight, we drop to 73. Sunny, hot, and humid again for Tuesday with a high near 91, heat index around 96. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 74.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully your Monday's off to a great start. Lots of coffee, lots of donuts all the way around. Hey, it's how we're successful on a Monday. You know my philosophy, adulting at its best and all that. Keep an eye on that heat and humidity if you have to be outside today and tomorrow. It's going to be brutal, sauna-like even. You just heard Corey Hartman give that forecast. Paul Abdul now.
90s and more.
I'll follow you 99.7 Max FM.
Here I go again. There is Whitesnake. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Monday?
I'm doing pretty well, Maddie, considering it is a Monday. Sounds like it's going to be a little toasty today, a little warm.
Little sauna-like is what it's going to be, because we're talking a lot of humidity in the air as well, along with the heat. And heat index going to be hovering right around that 95 degree mark. Our actual air temperature about 91, so really all in all it's not that much better. But today and tomorrow gonna definitely be a little hot and humid, and we'll actually talk about the forecast in more detail here in just a few minutes. But let me ask you, how was your Father's Day? Anything exciting at the Finn household?
Oh, it was an awesome Father's Day. Did some grilling out, did nice. A little bit of that, got to chill out, got to watch the brand new Bratz documentary on Hulu. That's the one that's all about the Brat Pack that Andrew McCarthy directed. So got to watch that. Took a little breather from learning lines for the day, which was nice.
Right.
And then had some takeout Chinese dinner dinner. So loved it.
Nice. Yeah. I love it. So it was funny because Friday night we had the PHP annual banquet over at Ho-Chunk. So thank you to Bill Harris and his entire crew over at People Helping People for, you know, always a lovely night. Great dinner. You get to find out a lot going on over at People Helping People. You know, they have that new trade school that they just recently got up and going. And they actually had 4 graduates from the construction program this year, which is pretty darn awesome. So we were very excited to hear that and hear some of the things that are happening over at People Helping People. Then on Saturday, we had some big lofty plans to get in the car and head towards the Milwaukee area, you know, so that Max could join us for some Father's Day celebrations. Corey gets home from getting some Dunkin' Donuts and he comes inside and he goes, I don't really want to go anywhere today and it's Father's Day weekend. I just want to go outside and do dad things. So I said, what dad things are we doing? Well, I thought I'd clean out the gutters and, you know, maybe trim some bushes back and all of that kind of stuff. I was like, okay. And so, I mean, it takes me by surprise when he says this stuff. These are not things he would normally volunteer to do.
Is he trying to avoid something? Or
I don't know. I think he just got tired of the bush that looks like Max's hair, according to Dexter, constantly inhibiting us from getting into the door. Because it was right on the corner of the deck where we have to come around, and it was all over the place. But here's the problem. The people who owned the house before us let it overgrow, so it was dead on the bottom. And so you really, if you trimmed it way down, you just had sticks and twigs, right? You lost all the leafiness. And this has been a bush that's been a problem for us since we got here. There are actually 2 of them. We're not really sure if the one was supposed to be a bush or if it was just, you know, like a seedling that planted at one time thanks to the wind and just kind of stayed and then overgrew for years and years. So he went out there with his handy dandy chainsaw and he cut both of those down, and then he copped on the roof, and he's got a new mini chainsaw with a long attachable handle, like it's a telescope handle. So he went around the house and he chopped down all these tree branches so the squirrels can't just jump directly onto our roof anymore. And so he was out there for a while. I have to periodically go check on him because my husband doing that type of work is not a norm. Again, I say this.
Right.
And so I went out and I checked on him a few times. Looks sensational, looks amazing. And then he was standing there staring at, you know, this vacant spot in our landscaping used very loosely out here on Goose Poop Pond. And he goes, it needs something. I said, yeah, it's kind of bare now and it's just kind of muddy now. I said, what are we going to do with it? Let's go find some bushes. Okay. And so we hop in the car and we go to Home Depot, and because that's closest to our house, and we find a couple of bushes and like a butterfly plant. So he was very excited to plant those, channeled his mom's greenhouse roots from way back in the day, no pun intended. And so he got the bushes planted, and then I planted some flowers in the pots, and that was pretty much the extent of our Saturday after we did a little grilling. And then yesterday, he's so funny because he got done working outside. At one point he like twisted his ankle ankle and his hip trying to come up the steps from the backyard. So it kind of took him out for a few minutes. And so he was limping and gimping around the house. And Dexter comes out and he goes, are we going to install my new graphics card in my computer? He stands up, he grabs his cup of coffee, and he's like, well, I did the dad things outside yesterday. Now I'm going to do the fatherly things inside today. I was like... All right. Oh, and then he got a little storm chase in as well. And then, you know, we also grilled some burgers and things like that. And then last night it was just so hot. So it was very, you know, we have big windows out here. And so it doesn't really matter how much we close drapes. There's just always, it feels steamy, right? So had drapes closed and all that. So we just did some delicious rotisserie chicken wraps with like a homemade mayo that you put together and stuff. So we did that. And I baked a whole bunch yesterday morning while it was cool, Finn. I had bananas like you wouldn't believe. Now, why do I have all these bananas? Well, I had bought a bunch. And then, of course, with the warmer temperatures, you know how fast a banana ripens.
Yeah.
And then we had neighbors going on vacation and she had a whole clump of bananas and she knows that I bake and I cook and things like that. So she brings me over a clump of bananas because they were going to be gone for a week and a half. And she's like, these are going to be rotten before I get home. You might as well use them and put them to good use. So I had a clump of bananas from her. So I had like 12 bananas to use.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's a lot of bananas, right? So I made some delicious homemade banana bread, and then I made some banana cupcakes yesterday morning with homemade cream cheese frosting. So
awesome.
I was pretty much spent by then. You know, after you do that much baking and it's hot out and you walk the dog, I was kind of like, no, I'm pretty much done. So I laid down and took a nap while Corey went out on his little random storm chase. So there you go. Made enough cupcakes for him to take over to Madison today when he works. And so, you know, the good folks at Civic Media will be graced with some banana and cream cheese cupcakes as well.
Somebody lit a fire, because it sounds like both you and Corey were both inspired this weekend to just go into overdrive.
I wasn't really inspired. I hate wasting food. Like, I hate wasting food. These were perfectly good bananas when things started out, and now they were perfect for breads and cupcakes, so we might as well put them to good use. Whatever lit a spark under my husband, I have no idea. I don't know where all that came from. It'll probably be the one time during the year that I get him outside to do anything like that, so I was grateful and thankful, and the house does look really nice around it now, so he did a great job. Yeah, so, you know, I can appreciate some hard work. Again, I did go out and check on him and take him water every now and then, people, just to make sure we were doing okay. You know, I learned a lesson a long time ago, and this stems back to way back when we were living in South Dakota. He went up into the garage to put our Christmas decorations away in our garage attic, which is where we stored them, and at some point, he fell off the ladder, but because the garage wasn't attached to the house, I had no idea that that happened until he came inside from apparently being passed out on the concrete floor in the garage. True story, by the way. We had to take him to the ER and everything because we thought he had a concussion because he hit his head on our car on the way down. But I had no idea. And so now, whenever I don't hear from him for a while, I go check on
him. Yeah.
It was a bad lesson learned long ago. So I do try to get out there and check on him. But then, you know, whenever he's doing a project, he was like, I'm going to do all this stuff. Then pretty soon it was like, can you come help me do this? I really need your help. How did this become a we? I did not volunteer to be out there today doing all of this. I said, you know what? You have a very capable 17-year-old son. How about you make it we with him and I will stay inside with the dog? How about that? Because I really didn't want to go out there. I really didn't want to do those things. I did my fair share. I planted some flowers. And right now with the bugs, I talked about this last week. With the mosquitoes, I am one big welt from basically my head to my toes at this stage of the game, because the mosquitoes out here, especially on Goose Poop Pond, with the dampness, the shade, and already the lake out here, they are brutal. They will bite through your clothes and everything. It is crazy. So I am one big welt from head to toe. So I am trying to avoid the outdoors as much as humanly possible right now.
This year is really, really bad.
Ridiculous.
I mean, a lot of it is because of climate change, but it's crazy. In fact, I was reading this morning about some invasive species that has the potential of destroying wine production in California.
Oh, good.
That's like terror for me.
Right? That's terrifying. No, it is terrifying. And then you count the fact that we just heard on ABC News the amount of wildfires they already have in California. How about Mother Nature shifts some of this wet weather to California because they need it a lot more than we do right now. So hopefully they can get a little bit of a reprieve and a little bit of help from Mother Nature. But as of right now, we're not getting any of that help because it is just sticky. It's brutal. We already did our 2 mile walk for Aspen this morning because I looked at this forecast and I was like, oh, she can't even handle 65 degree days without thinking that, you know, it's July 24th and it's 180 degrees out. So we already did our walk this morning so that we can just play inside today and just do our quick potty breaks outside and go stretch the long legs because it's gross out.
Good reminder to people. Remember, don't leave your dogs in cars because it's going to be really, really warm. And when you take them out for a walk, remember that pavement can get pretty warm on their little paws. So, yeah, we got to take care of it. And we have an Australian Shepherd. So, I mean, he's outside for like 2 seconds. He's outside and he's ready to come back.
Because, that's
hey, actually, I got some help yesterday with the dogs on Father's Day. So that was nice. But I did take them out briefly in the afternoon and they seemed like they were both ready. Oh, you know, we haven't really been outside a lot today. It's, you know, let's get outside. Let's get some action done here. You know, they were like Corey Hartman for a second there. And so I took them out and probably like a minute after I had taken them out, they were both kind of, you could tell they were kind of like, oh, you were right. Maybe we shouldn't be out here. Yeah.
It's disgusting. Have you ever had mosquito bites on your scalp? I actually have those now. I'm not even joking. Like I have three of them and they're just awful. And so no, I'm trying to avoid the outdoors at all costs. And so I'm kind of with Aspen on this one. I'll kind of stick to inside right now, at least until, you know, we lose some of
the humidity.
So yeah, we did our 2 mile walk this morning already. And there was some guy outside with his dog and the dog wasn't on a leash or anything. Very well behaved dog. It was, the guy was more strange than the dog though, because as we're walking by, he's smoking a cigarette first thing in the morning, watching his dog do whatever it needs to do outside. Doesn't say good morning or anything as we're walking by. It just stares at us the entire time. I was like, okay, well that's awkward. Come on, Aspen. Okay. We walked a little quicker past that house. You know, sometimes it gets weird. Sometimes it gets weird. We got a text in here this morning from Angie, and she says that during the summer, she walks her huskies at 3 a.m. Oh, I can imagine. Huskies don't really love warm weather anyway because they're obviously bred to be in the cold. So they kind of love the colder stuff anyway. So yeah, I can imagine. And usually I try to get out even earlier than I do when the weather's going to be like this with Aspen, but stupid me, a husband who does weather, and I wasn't paying too much attention.
You should have the latest intel with that whole thing.
Kind of the story of our lives. It's kind of the story of our lives. When he used to do TV weather, I wouldn't pay attention to any of the forecasts that he just gave. And then I'd text him like 10 minutes later and be like, what's the weather supposed to do tomorrow? I was kind of thinking of a party.
Listening to my forecast?
Exactly what I'd got. Now you just have to go watch the replay on the website is usually what I got. I was like, or I could just go to National Weather Service. How about that? I don't really need you, I guess. So there is that aspect of it. Hey, now speaking of things that took place over the weekend, we finally have a movie that did really well at the box office, Ben. And it happens to be a kids / family movie. Inside Out 2 had the biggest global opening of all time for an animated movie at the box office. $295 million over the weekend. AVClub.com did a ranking of all 28 Pixar movies, and they actually put the opening of Inside Out 2 at number 18 on the list as far as how well it did, because domestically, meaning here in the United States, it made about $155 million. But I have that list in front of me, so I thought this was interesting because, of course, all four Toy Stories did very, very well on this list. Toy Story 4 came in at 22. You have Toy Story 3 at number 6, Toy Story 2 at number 3, and Toy Story 1, actually the movie that did the best as as far as Pixar goes on a domestic opening. The original comes in at number one on the list. And then you have Inside Out, the original that came in at number seven. But of course, you know, other movies on this list include Up, The Incredibles, Ratatouille, Finding Nemo, the original, Monsters, Inc. You've got Monsters University. Finding Dory is also on the list. So really, all the Pixar movies that we've known to come and love over the years. I love Pixar movies. I don't care how old my kids are. I'll still sit down and watch Pixar, even if they think it's the stupidest thing ever. Always watch a Pixar movie.
It's nice that there finally was a movie that drew the audience in for the weekend, because it has been very slow. And here we are. We're over the midway point in June.
Yeah.
Although, when does really the summer blockbuster season kick off?
Father's Day to like 4th of July? It's kind of like when Dell starts to pick up as well. You know, I kind of base everything off of the holidays, but that really feels like, you know, when we want to gravitate towards the movies. And maybe that has to do with the fact that it is heating up outside a little bit. I don't really know, but it kind of feels like anywhere from this Father's Day area to about the 4th of July is really when we start seeing a lot of those blockbusters. But, you know, as we've talked, that might be pushed off a little bit this year simply because of the strikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's earlier in the year and into last year. So
did you watch anything over the weekend at all?
We started watching Boys again on Amazon. Dexter had no idea that it'd come out. I guess I'd kind of lost it in the shuffle of things. And so we started watching the new season of Boys. And I've said this before. It's like MCU on steroids, right? And it's like the opposite vile side of the superheroes. And it's a little gory, but gosh, it is such a well-written show. It just is crazy how well-written that show is. But if you have littles and you think it's going to be like, you know, the Avengers, no. It's very, very gory. So you got to be prepared for that. It feels like an adult-only show, even if the kids love superheroes. And these are not the good superheroes of life. This is kind of like the dark side of the superheroes.
Sure.
It's kind of how I describe it. But it's so well-written, and it plays off of things that are happening in the world so well. So for anybody who loves that type of new drama kind of stuff, then I would definitely suggest catching up with it and watching it. Yeah. So, but again, don't let the littles watch it, because it's not Captain America and Iron Man. They are not. Let's put it like
that. You
know,
it's funny. So over the weekend on Saturday, was in doing some grocery shopping. And have you ever, there were two guys that were working in the produce department, and have you ever, like, you're not eavesdropping on a conversation,
but can overhear what they're saying.
It's so audible, you can hear it. And the one guy was saying to the other guy, I don't know, it was just really hard for me to get into, because the characters were so despicable and they were so unlikable, and he was going on and on. I was trying to guess what show he was talking about, and the first thing that came to mind was, oh, you must be talking about Succession.
There is that too.
And you start playing that guessing game, you know, and
but no, we watched the first two episodes last night. I think there's only three out as of right now, so we got two in last night. I think Dexter watched them all without me, but then he'll rewatch them because, you know, he always picks something else up. But they could have certainly been talking about the boys as
boys,
well, because those characters are despicable and awful and disgusting in some ways. But it's a great show for the adults of the home. I'll say that again. I don't want anybody to hear superhero and then bring the kids into the living room tonight and turn on Amazon Prime and then they're like, oh gosh, because no, it's gory. It can get pretty gory.
Do you guys have Hulu?
We do have Hulu, yes.
You have to watch the Bratz documentary. Because
I talked about that this weekend.
I'm interested in what you think about it if you watch it.
We'll have to maybe we'll do that this coming weekend. This is like our last free weekend for a while. All of a sudden, like because of Max, he's scheduling us out. We have a Brewers game on the 30th. So, you know, that's a Sunday, but that means Saturday we have to sit at home and rest because we're old and that kind of stuff. And then the following weekend, we actually have to be in Milwaukee again because Dexter and Max are going to Little Uzi Vert at Summerfest. And so we apparently are playing Uber. I had no idea this was was the thing. But Max all of a sudden sprung it on us yesterday when he called his dad. So yeah, when you guys come over for a little Uzi and you guys drop us off at Public Market so we can just walk down. I was like, wait, what? And I was like, are we charging a fee? Like, is this, do you app us? Like, and all that good stuff? Are we going to get like, anyway. But he, and it makes sense because parking down there is going to be atrocious and it's going to be horrible. And then trying to get out of there late at night after shows end. So it makes sense that we would just pull up somewhere a few blocks away and pick him up. But
got the heads up on that one, though.
It was good. I was certainly glad. And then Dexter, of course, goes, why are you guys going over to Milwaukee? I said, well, what are you going to teleport over there? Because somebody's got to drive you. Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, boy. It's good to always be the last to know things.
For sure.
Taking a look at our forecast right now, Finn. Partly sunny today. We mentioned it. It is going to be hot and humid. It's already pretty steamy out there if you haven't had a chance to step outside. 91 for our high today. Heat index going to feel more like around 95. An isolated storm is not out of the question today either. Mostly clear tonight, down to 73. And then tomorrow, pretty much the same thing. Sunny, hot, and humid, a high around 91. Heat index going to feel more like it's 96. Right now, it's 75. Time for your community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with our Max FM community calendar. Every Wednesday and Saturday, head to downtown Baraboo for the Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be selling great fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more right there on Oak Street. This is from 8 a.m. until 12:30. Be sure to give Baraboo Farmers Market a like on Facebook, as they'll notify who will be in attendance for each Farmers Market. And head to Mirror Lake State Park on Saturday, June 22nd for the Universe in the Park event. Universe in the Park is a program from the Department of Astronomy and UW Space Place. It's a free in-person event starting at 8:30. The talk will be given outside the amphitheater. No registration is required. This rain or shine event will feature a weather-dependent star party where visitors can have the opportunity to look through the stars with a telescope. Again, a free event, but you will need a state park sticker to enter the park. This is on Saturday, June 22nd from 8:30 until 10 p.m. at Mirror Lake State Park. And earlier on the day, Saturday, June 22nd, Reedsburg American Legion Post 350 will be hosting a bratstand at Viking BP in Reedsburg. Stop by for a delicious meal and help raise money for our veterans. Visit American Legion Post 350 on Facebook for more details.
Take a short drive to Big Savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. And Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts, plus camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Big Deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
MaxFM. 7:35 right now. It's the Spice Girls on Max FM.
I wanna If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. You got G like MC who likes it on a easy V. Who doesn't come for free, she's the real lady. And as for me,
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Starting our morning with Sporty Posh, Baby, and Scary Spice. I think I got all of them in there. Was that all the Spice Girls? Was there a fifth one? I can't remember. But that's a great song on a Monday morning. At least to get you up and moving just a little bit, right? We need all the help we can get when it's a Monday. Now, if you're starting to plan out your week and you love some live music, you got a couple of opportunities to get outside and enjoy some really great bands. Starting tomorrow from 6 to 8 over at Devil's Lake on the North Shore, local favorites the Swing Crew are going to kick off the summer concert series at Devil's Lake State Park. Bring your lawn chair, bring your blanket. As we mentioned earlier, bring the bug spray as well. This is a free show, but make sure you have your park sticker, all right? You got to have that to get in to see this incredible show. And then, of course, Thursday night, you want to be on the courthouse lawn because Baraboo's Concerts on the Square continue with the Panchromatic Steel, which is a steel drum band. They're absolutely amazing. That show gets started at 7 o'clock. Same thing, lawn chair, blanket, bug spray, so that you can enjoy a night outside. And if the weather does get a little iffy because, well, Mother Nature and all, the concert will be moved to the Al Ringling Theater. So still free, though, and still a really great time. So get outside, enjoy the humidity and the little bit of warmer temperatures, and just really have some great time with all the free music that we have in the area. Now, coming up, we've mentioned the forecast being a little sticky a few times. Corey Hartman's going to give us more details on that in just a moment. Maybe a thunderstorm later this afternoon. We'll see what we've got in store. Plus, we'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Inger. Final state champions were crowned this past weekend at Uline Soccer Park in Milwaukee for the girls' soccer tournament. Muskego gets the win for Division One. They get a 2-1 win over Kimberly. Wanakee fell to Kimberly in the round prior to that, 1-0 the final in that matchup. In Division Two, it was Oregon with a 3-0 win over River Falls to advance on to the title game. They took on Whitefish Bay after Whitefish Bay got the 1-0 victory over Cedarburg. And then Oregon ends up winning, shutting out Whitefish Bay and scoring one goal of their own. In Division Three, Plymouth got the 4-0 win over Rice Lake to move on to the title game. Ended up taking on Catholic Memorial after Memorial got the 1-0 shutout win against McFarland. And then Plymouth 2-1, the victory against Catholic Memorial there for the Division III title. And then finally for Division IV, it was Cedar Grove Belgium staying unbeaten for the whole season. First a 6-0 win over Regis MacDonald Central Catholic. And then the Prairie School got a 7-1 win over Kiel. Then that title game saw Cedar Grove Belgium with a 5-1 win over the Prairie School for the championship. For all the details about that and all of the tournaments, as that was the final spring sport to crown champions, you can find all the details and brackets at WIAWI.org. Congratulations to all the teams and athletes on their fantastic seasons. Game 5 of the NBA Finals will be tonight, as the Mavericks were able to hold off elimination with a home victory in Game 4. But now Boston has the opportunity to win the NBA Finals on their home court for this Game 5. 7:30 is going to be the tip-off for it tonight on ABC. In the Stanley Cup Final, Edmonton was able to hold off elimination, finally breaking out and scoring 8 goals to get an 8-1 win back on Saturday. Those two teams will play Game 5 of that series, which again, Florida wins just like in the NBA series. Florida leads that series 3-1. 7 o'clock tomorrow night is going to be the puck drop for it. And it was a back-and-forth final round, but Bryson DeChambeau comes out on top over Rory McIlroy in the U.S. Open. 6-under for Bryson to win his second major and second U.S. Open. Rory just one stroke off there with 5-under, and then Tony Finau and Patrick Cantlay were both tied for third with rounds of 4-under. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 91 and a heat index around 95. An isolated storm is possible. Mostly clear tonight, we drop to 73. Sunny, hot, and humid again for Tuesday with a high near 91, heat index around 96. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, 75 degrees.
99.7.
7:44 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. We're getting ready for birthdays and anniversaries. Now, if you happen to be celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Prince now, this is Delirious on 99.7 Max FM.
I get delirious whenever you need. Lose all self-control, baby. We'll be right back.
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:46 right now. And Finn, we're going to jump into birthdays here in just a moment. But before we can do that, I don't know if you saw this crazy story. This basically tells you why I will never ride on upside down amusement park rides ever. Because there was this thrill ride in Portland, Oregon that got really, really thrilling on Friday and left over 24 people hanging upside down for close to 30 minutes. Now, I've been watching this video. I've watched it 3 or 4 times this morning. It is frightening. It is absolutely frightening because it happens at Oaks Park. That's the oldest amusement park in Oregon, and it's been in business since 1905. The ride itself, the one that we're going to talk about here in a minute, opened up in 2021, and it's called Atmosphere. And of course, fear in this particular case is spelled F-E-A-R, not like, you know, in the sky. Yeah. So it's this pendulum ride that swings 360 degrees while the circle everyone sits in is also spinning. So first of all, the ride is frightening just in that aspect, right? And then it got stuck, pointing straight up in the air, and all 28 people were left hanging upside down. Now, there's video all over because obviously witnesses, phones, all of that good stuff. And the people who were on the ground said that everybody stayed relatively calm for the first few minutes, and then the panic ensued when they realized they weren't going anywhere. Most of the people on the ride were apparently high school age. Officials decided to close the park, and they announced it over the loudspeaker. Then while everyone was filtering out, workers were able to manually lower the ride, which apparently happened quite suddenly. And when you watch the video, if you get a chance to do that, it makes like it swing, and then instead of coming back around, it literally looked like it was trying to come back around, and then it just stops. It just stops like midair, and everybody's hair is dangling upside down. They're all sitting there and they're strapped in. It is really, really scary. Now, the whole thing lasted about 25 minutes. One person was taken to the hospital as a precaution. No one was seriously hurt, thank goodness. Now, the last anybody's heard, though, they're still looking into exactly what went wrong. Something went wrong. I suggest that maybe you shut that one down for a while and check the hydraulics or something.
Do some maintenance work on that one.
Holy bucket. So if you get a chance, definitely check out the video. You know, we have the Sauk County Fair coming up, and to my knowledge, we've never had a ride get stuck at the Sauk County Fair, especially with anybody upside down. So take that, Portland, Oregon. We have that going for us.
And you, of course, not being a big thrill seeker as far as amusement parks go.
Mm-mm.
So then when you watch the video, do you feel it? I mean, do you feel it?
It makes my skin crawl. Like, it literally makes my skin crawl. And you know, and I don't do rides because I think they're stupid or anything. Like, I literally, it's like a motion sickness thing. There are certain motions that just I cannot handle, and it's the around, it's the upside down, and it's that constant spinning that just I cannot handle that. I mean, literally, even a merry-go-round sometimes gets me. When my kids were little, that was sometimes even a little too much. So it's that constant going around that I can't handle. So this by no means would be any thing I would ever even try. But no, it literally gives me goosebumps and makes my skin crawl all at the same time. So
there really is no ride at an amusement park that you feel comfortable.
The bumper cars. Okay. Yeah. As long as I don't get stuck and keep going around in a circle, or I can get myself out of a circle. So apparently, Dave Grant got stuck in an amusement park ride out at the Sauk County Fair. Both he and Wendy texted me this morning about Dave being stuck at an amusement park ride at the Sauk County Fair. Sounds like it was maybe in one of the elephant rides, though, like those little kid ones. So now I have questions, and I'm gonna have to find out
the answers to this one.
We need the story, guys. Like, you can't text me with that information and then not do
don't dangle the carrot
it.
Come on, kids.
Wendy, type feverishly, let me know what happened. In the meantime, we're gonna jump into the birthday list here. Now, if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Starting with Kendrick Lamar on the list, of course. Pulitzer Prize winner. He's having that battle right now with Drake, and their fans are taking it a little personally. It's a very strange thing. Anyway, Kendrick Lamar celebrating his 37th birthday. Fans do realize it's not up to them to defend their favorite artist, right? Like, what is the deal with that concept? Is this a fairly new concept, or have we always been doing this and now we just highlight it a little bit more? I don't understand.
There's times where you feel like bailing as a fan,
right,
because of their ridiculous behavior or something, right, they've done, right?
It's very weird. But this Kendrick Lamar and Drake thing has gone a little far, with even Kendrick Lamar's, some of his fans like shooting at Drake's home and injuring his bodyguard. Yeah. And then Drake's fans retaliated on Kendrick Lamar's security people. It's kind of ridiculous. Jodie Whittaker, the first female Doctor Who, a.k.a. the 13th Doctor, is celebrating her 42nd birthday. Speaking of Doctor Who, Arthur Darvill, who is who have a lot of fans of Doctor Who, and you probably know this, Finn. He was Amy Pond's husband, Rory Williams, and a fellow companion for the 11th Doctor. He's also celebrating his 42nd birthday. The rest of us, if you're not into Doctor Who, probably remember him as Rip Hunter on DC's Legends of Tomorrow. Venus Williams, tennis star, of course, is celebrating her 44th birthday. Will Forte, who is MacGruber and also the last man on Earth, yes, he is celebrating his 54th birthday. Jason Patrick, Corey Haim's brother in The Lost Boys. He was also Sandra Bullock's love interest in the franchise-killing Speed 2, Cruise Control. He played Jason's dad, Father Damien, in The Exorcist, and he's also the grandson of comedy legend Jackie Gleason in real life, by the way. He is celebrating his 58th birthday. Jason Patrick, not Jackie Gleason, in case anybody was confused there. Aaron and Diane Murphy, the twin sisters who shared the role of Tabitha on Bewitched, are celebrating their 60th birthday. They were actually fraternal twins, not identical ones. And this has been a big scandal in Hollywood for years, actually. So when they started looking less alike, Diane was fired and Aaron got to keep the gig.
Wow.
Right? Wow. I mean, that's been a little bit of a scandal in Hollywood, because there was a lot of people who didn't think that was fair. And then that's why shows eventually tried to find identical twins, hence the Olsen sisters, right? So they didn't have to fire one and they could share the role equally.
Right.
Plus,
the showrunners were like, we're not going to go through that again. We figured this one out.
Plus then child labor laws and all that, about many hours on set for kids under a certain age and all that good stuff. Greg Kinnear, A Little Miss Sunshine, As Good As It Gets, the last song with Miley Cyrus. He celebrates his 61st birthday. Oh, this is a good one. Thomas Hayden Church is celebrating. Yeah. We know him as Robert on HBO's Divorce. He was also incredible as Jack in Sideways. I mean, if you were a fan of the show Wings, though, to you, he is always going to be Lowell, the lovable, idiotic mechanic. But how could you not love Lowell on that show? He was awesome. Thomas Hayden Church celebrating his 64th birthday today. Bobby Farrelly, one half of the fabulous Farrelly brothers, comedy geniuses behind There's Something About Mary, Kingpin, Dumb and Dumber, Shallow Hal, The Three Stooges, and Dumb and Dumber 2. He is celebrating his 66th birthday. Mark Lynn Baker is also celebrating a birthday today. Of course, Cousin Larry. I know, I'm perfect strangers. Pretty much nothing else after that. You know, good decision though on him, because we've all seen actors try to move on after an iconic role where they're just that person and it just never goes as well. So good on him for accepting
He did show up on the aforementioned Succession. He showed up in a smaller role. And I remember seeing him show up and I was like, wow, I haven't seen him in 100 years.
We got far enough to actually see him show up. So yes, that is right. Well, you know, it's good though. You got to have a career, I guess.
Yeah.
Mark Lynn Baker, if I forgot to say it, he's 70. Joe Piscopo is also celebrating a birthday today. Probably the biggest cautionary tale for actors who are thinking about prematurely leaving SNL for film careers. He's celebrating his 73rd birthday. Oh, true living legend behind the Copacabana, Barry Manilow is 81. And Finn, because I know how to play things now at home, we're pulling out the Copacabana this morning, people. We're going to do it because I can. And it's our show. And who doesn't want to hear the Copacabana on a Monday? I'm sure there's people out there, but it's our show, so you get to live through the Copacabana. Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House from 95 to 99, also celebrating his 81st birthday today. Now, of course, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to the list, all you have to do is text us, 355-9970. So I just got the text in from Wendy about what happened with Dave and the elephants.
Here we go.
So apparently Dave took their oldest niece, who was really young at the time, on the elephant ride, you know, the one that kind of lifts up in the air and all of that kind of stuff at the fairs. It was the purple elephant that goes around and then it goes up and down, except it wouldn't actually come down. And so it was a very, very long ride for Dave and his niece. And when it did finally get down, well, Dave wasn't doing so well.
Never again. That's probably what Dave said.
And Dave had to get hauled out of the little elephant by the Baraboo Fire Department.
Oh, man. Wow. Sorry, Dave.
Well, yeah. I hope the niece didn't think that that was how all rides went with Uncle Dave, because I'm not sure what would have been more exciting for watching the fire department get Dave unstuck from the elephant, or, you know, thinking that all rides were going to be like that. Oh, my gosh. All right. So there you have it. That's the elephant story. Oh, my goodness. Dave, no elephant rides for you.
No more, Dave.
No, mm-hmm. No more. No, we will not allow that to happen. We'll keep a close eye on him out at the Sauk County Fair. Now, take a look at the forecast right now. Partly sunny, hot and humid today. 91 for a high. We're talking a heat index. It's going to feel more like 95. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm possible today as well. Tomorrow, pretty much a carbon copy of today. High around 91. Heat index going to be in the upper 90s. Corey Hartman's actually going to tell you more about your forecast in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stuffed performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to Sneaky Pete's WildWestDinnerShow.com. That's Sneaky Pete's WildWestDinnerShow.com. Yeehaw!
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you